Welcome back. In the last chapter, we looked at electronic fund transfer. Here we'll again like clearing services, NES. In this case, we will look at NEFT, which is National Electronic Funds Transfer. It is a chapter 45 in your retail banking project or book. NEFT is a nationwide fund transfer system, which facilitates transfer of funds to any branch, to any other branch of any other bank branch. It's a fastest option available for intercity transfers. There is no restriction of center. The system uses the concept of centralized account system. The individual participating branches can be anywhere, and the beneficiary gets payment on the same day or the next day depending upon the time of settlement. Who can use this? So it is necessary to have a bank account to originate NEFT. There is no value limit of transactions. Can be used only to transfer the rupee denominated funds. Individual firms, corporate of the branch of the bank can use this facility. Walk-in customer who do not have bank account can also deposit cash and transfer funds to beneficiary within limit. How does it take place? The remitter fills the NEFT form giving details of the beneficiary. The IFC code of beneficiary bank branch is a must. Remitting branch prepares the SFMS, which is structured financial messaging system. It's a format, and sends it to the service center. It is operate on deferred net settlements method, which is DNS, which settles the transaction in batches. There are 6 settlements on weekdays and 3 on Saturday. Timings are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday. Depending upon the batch timing, beneficiary gets credit on the same day or the next day. RBI at clearing center sorts the SFMS bank wise and prepares accounting entries for net credit debit for passing it to the banks. Bank wise remittance messages are transmitted back to the banks. The receiving bank processes the remittance messages received from RBI and effects the payment to the beneficiary's account. There is no limit obviously to the value of the amount of individual transaction. This works of course on the principle of net settlement, and it can also be used to transfer funds from or to NRO or NRE accounts. Inward remittance can only take place in INR. No foreign outward remittance through NEFT. It can be used to pay credit card dues to card issuing bank. In general, RBI EFT system is used for 15 centers where RBI provides the facility. NEFT has no restriction. The charges or levy of charges is left to the bank. RBI has not put any cap to it. Account is must for receiving the money through NEFT. It is used to remit only INR within the country and Nepal as an exemption. All payments of rupees 10 lakh and above between RBI regulated entity and market have to be routed through RTGS, NEFT or ECS, one of the 3 facilities. Client facilitating centers by bank to resolve the complaints of customer is recommended by RBI. So with that, we finish the NEFT portion.